Hello, hello, it's your Kai Kajidori here, and on behalf of my business partner Trevor Stockwell and the amazing team here at World Outsourcing Solutions, I want to welcome you to this special episode of Enlightened Entrepreneur. You can find us at worldoutsourcingsolutions.com, where we specialize in providing business owners from all walks of life with highly trained, highly skilled virtual assistants. We are the go-to center of all your outsourcing needs based here in the United Kingdom. Hello, guys. It's Yokai again, and welcome to this session. Today, I have a special guest, Angela Nuttall, who is the corporate talent expert and the founder of the School of Executive Presence. She works with CEOs, business leaders, and HR teams to discover and develop their potentials. She owns Corporate OD Strategies, a consulting and coaching firm. She's a speaker and the author of the book From Invincible to Incredible, The Secret to Brilliant Executive Presence. Welcome to the call, Angela.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel very blessed to be here.
It's incredible.
Well, sure. So I was in corporate America for over 20 years as an executive leader in talent and organizational development, and I am a corporate talent expert.
Yes.
I jumped into the world of consulting. I became my own boss about 18 months ago, and it has been a wonderful ride.
Incredible.
Yes, it's been completely wonderful. And it's just, I'm excited to talk to you about it today, especially for those people who are interested in, you know, really getting out on their own and doing their own thing. It's a very powerful experience. I call it cliff jumping.
Yes.
You cliff jump.
Yes. I'm intrigued, you know, having worked in the corporate America for such a long time, what pushed you over to want to go solo?
Well, anyone who's been in corporate America knows that it's not hard to want to jump off the cliff from corporate America.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, what I would say is, really, I had been in the environment for over 20 years, working all over the world globally.
Yes.
And I was moving around for the different companies that I worked for. And I just realized that I had a unique skill set that people out in the business world really needed in order to go forward with their businesses. So
Yes. That
was always in the back of my mind. I've always loved freedom.
Yes.
And I wanted that freedom.
Yes.
But what really sparked it was that we found out that my mother was terminally ill, and that caused me to change my course and direction. And so, you know, I came back home to take care of her.
Yes.
She went into remission within a year that I was back home.
Oh.
And I had taken a director role with a Fortune 500 company. And so after that year, when we saw that she was in remission, my husband and I, we made the decision to do the consulting. We felt like the time was right. And I had done everything that I could in corporate America and had been very successful. So it was time, and I knew it intuitively.
This is the time to, you know, take action and do something for yourself.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and really, I think it was ultimately in the vein of trying to do something to help my mother. I mean, the doors just opened. Even before I got out of corporate America, the doors were opening and people were saying, hey, would you like to do some contracting? So serendipity stepped in on my behalf as well.
Yes. So if you're talking to somebody who is in corporate America right now, who has these fleeting thoughts of, I want to go and do it, you know, what advice would you give them?
The advice that I would give someone who is interested in stepping out is, first of all, if you're going to step out, you need to step out in something that you have a lot of passion around and you have a lot of energy around, because when you are working by yourself, you know, it's got to be fed by a passion and there has to be a discipline around it. So, you know, I know a lot of people say, hey, I just want to get out on my own and I'll do whatever. But what people find is they become miserable. So there has to be that passion.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely. That has to be true with me as well. You know, when I was working in the accounting field, you know, and then step out to start on several businesses, you know, I had to have passion, because there comes a point where you don't have anything pushing you forward. You need something to drive you there, you know.
Right. Which is it does take, I mean, you can't live on passion alone, though. I mean, that's the big bulk of what gets you up in the morning. But, you know, you have to also be able to build relationships. Yes. And I think relationships have been one of the key factors in my very rapid success in my line of work. It's just, you know, doing the old fashioned connecting with people, talking with them, you know, understanding, you know, narrowing down your focus of what you want to do and targeting relationships that, you know, can be mutually beneficial. That is key to jumping out on your own, and even connecting with people before you step out of your corporate role.
Yes.
That's critical.
Yes. Incredible. Incredible. You touched on something very important there just a few minutes ago. You said when you jumped out or stepped out to do that, you always knew that you could do something for yourself. How did you know? How, you know, because most of, you know, the people listening, they may have this thought, do I know, is this what I'm thinking? Am I really good at it? You know, how did you know yourself?
You know, I would say that it's really always been in my blood. And I am on a personal level, I'm a spiritual person. And so, I operate in a spiritual vein, and I listen and I discern, and, really I have to attribute that to God, because when God says go, you go. And, that was really a source for me that I was just going down this path.
Yes.
And I would just say too, what I would tell people is, if you're jumping out of corporate America to get away from something, that's not the right reason to leave. But if you've done everything that you think that you can do, then it's time to go on. You know, when you feel like you have everything that you need, you have the skill set that you need, it's not going to be 100% perfect. But when you feel like you have the bulk of everything that you need in your head and your heart and your soul, then it's time to move into that space. And it's a risk. You've got to be willing to accept that risk. Yes.
Absolutely. It's a risk. You know, I think it was Ron who once said, if you're living life without taking a risk, you're not really living. You know, us entrepreneurs, we take risk, but they're calculated risk.
Right.
That brings me to another question here. You know, what did you actually do when you got started in working from home? What were those initial steps, if you can cast back your mind back to that time?
Sure. Well, I just want to reiterate that before I actually started before I was ready.
Right.
And yeah, and I'm a very visual person. So the way that I really started out with the business is I got on Wix.com. It's Wix.com. Wix.com. It's a free website building tool that you can use. And I really used it as a vision board. Incredible. For myself.
Yes.
And, I just envisioned from the customer or the client's perspective, you know, when they come to my website, what do I want them to see and what are they going to react to? So I used that as a vision board. And really from that, I was able to narrow down specifically what I wanted to do. I also, at around the same time, just a couple of months before I started my journey, I had a mentor and wonderful woman, Chris Taylor, and she gave me a book called The Business of Consulting. And it was very practical. It gave me templates for my contracts. It gave me all types of agreements and different steps. And that was a very powerful book. So I grasped onto that and
what
took
is that
some
book again,
that.
For the sake of our listeners here? What was that book that helped you a lot?
It's called The Business of Consulting.
Awesome.
The Business of Consulting. And it evades me right now who the author is, but it's a female author, but the Business of Consulting, it's a big yellow book, very powerful, very nuts and bolts kind of information for people who are interested in getting out in business for themselves.
Awesome. We'll make the resources section available to the listeners at the bottom of this link when you're just listening to this. You touched on two very important things that are also very important to me, when you got started. You mentioned something about, that you're a very spiritual person. You had to listen to what is going on inside you, your belief, or, that inner knowing, that it was the right time for you to do that. You then went on to do something very practical. You went to Wix.com where you created something like a vision board. All those are necessary steps that I've seen or that I've used as well in my own life, in my journey as an entrepreneur. And I've interviewed hundreds of, entrepreneurs. They say the same thing, one or the other. So it's good to have that reinforced. We didn't talk about this, but you mentioning that. It's always a plus. Now, let's talk about how you got your first client.
That was fun.
Yes.
It was very exciting. And so I had a mentor, and she was already out in the consulting world and had been in the consulting world for many years. And really, I was very fortunate because she took me under her wing, and we decided that we would attempt a venture together. So I partnered with someone who knew that what they were doing, someone I trusted, and we ended up landing a project with Caterpillar. Yeah, so that was immediately after I left. We had actually been working the contract before I left corporate America, so we were ready to go. But after that, it really just set. It just helped me to understand how to approach people from a contract and business development perspective. So she was very instrumental in helping me. And I would recommend that anyone who is going out on your own, that you do find a mentor before you jump off the cliff, because it's helpful to shadow what they're doing or learn from them and even see if they're willing to, partner in a small venture just so you can get your feet wet.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Tony Robbins put it this way, that if you want to find success or if you want to get success, model what is already working. And the easiest way to model what is already working is to get a mentor who's done it and who is prepared to show you the ropes of what they are currently doing. I recommend what you've just said. We do that as well. And I hopefully, before we end this time together, you will be showing people how you maybe play a role in the lives of our listeners, mentoring them along the journey to achieve their goals.
Yes.
Okay. Let's jump onto this one. How do you market your business now that you are 18 months now in it? How do you go about that?
Well, I am, some people would call me a social media guru, and I really just call it intuition. But I definitely leverage social media, all avenues of social media. When I first started out, I was posting everything manually, but I discovered Hootsuite.
Yes.
Which is powerful for just scheduling things, and then you don't have to worry about it. There's another resource. It's called Canva.com.
Yes.
And you can create your own graphics, and it has free tools that you can use. So I really focused in on that, but I'm also a bit old-fashioned. I go back to the relationship thing. I was meeting people. I had a certain number of people that I committed to, going and having coffee with and finding out what kind of synergy we had together. And
yes.
That really paid off. The thing is a lot of times you're not going to get instant success. It's just maintaining relationships, checking in with people. And I found that, a year later, people that I had talked to and started to, connect with, they would reach out to me, a year later and say, "Hey, I have a project for you." So, you've got to sow some seeds and, check in with them, make sure that they're you're still connected, see how they're doing. But one thing that I would say as far as advertising, I do not recommend that you spend large amounts of money on advertising, because I've learned that doesn't pay off. And someone actually gave me that advice one time, but you know, you're really just throwing money into a big pit hole. Social media is really the hot thing.
Yes.
And building relationships, those are the two key factors.
Yes, yes. Building relationship is the key, because people do business with the people they know, like, and trust. And when
yes.
you are out there, you know, adding real value to people, you know, encouraging people, those who are a little bit behind you, they don't have to be very far from you, but a little bit behind, encouraging them and showing them, you know, what
yes.
pitfalls to avoid, and people will begin to trust you. I'll tell you something very funny, actually. One way that we do business is we help small business that are getting started. And what we have discovered, when we do a great job in helping them with one thing, they keep
yes.
coming back for other things. And
exactly.
Even if I don't know how to do that, I just have to say, wait, I have to find on my connections to see if we can help you. And it's incredible, because we did a great job once, you know, we won their trust, and they still want to do business with us. So we now have made it our priority that when we have a new client we are working with, we do everything we can to make sure that that particular client of ours is very happy, because, you know, we have them for a long time.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, I have two recent examples of clients that I started out doing just small project work. I mean, one project was about a $7,800 project, and we just now signed a contract for $80,000 this
Incredible.
Week. Because, yes, I mean, you know, and then another client that I had, I came and did a few workshops for them. And now, I mean, we've got a $45,000 contract that we're actually signing tomorrow. So
Incredible.
When you, yeah, I mean, so don't be afraid of the small things, because they definitely can lead to, you know, a stronger relationship and a lucrative relationship for the both of you.
Absolutely, absolutely. My mentor, Mark Anastas, put it this way. He said, when you're running a business, you know, focus on doing the right thing. Don't worry about being taken advantage of outside there. That will take care of itself. Just add real value to those people that you have been entrusted to do business with.
Yes.
You know, they will become your raving fans. And, you know, you never know what happens after that. The business continues to grow and you add more value to people, because business is all about adding value to other people. Now,
yes.
Let's look at how your day is like when you're running your business. Shall we talk about that?
there's another fun topic, because every day is different and there's this ebb and flow. You know, some days I may be working in my home office in my pajamas, which is always really nice and comfortable.
Yes.
And then other days I'm on site with a client, or I'm on a plane to a client's location to do work directly with them. And so every day is pretty much an adventure. But I would say that, you know, a valuable lesson that I've learned is that you do have to, again, bring in that discipline, and you have to be able to set aside some time, some dedicated time to just reflect on what you're doing. You need to set aside time to rest, and you also need time to just take care of the administrative things. I mean, I ended up hiring a virtual assistant, and that has been a godsend. That has helped me to be more focused on, you know, more of the strategic pieces of the business. But every day is an adventure. And when you get new business or you have a new contract, there's a flurry of activity. So that can temporarily disrupt what you're doing. But those are fun disruptions to have. So, you know, you have to be flexible in that. And I've always been a flexible person. So being the CEO of my own company has worked out well for me.
Yes.
And then, you know, I mean, I just make a commitment that after 5 o'clock, I'm off. You know, I have to have that time with my family.
That's correct.
Yeah, energy source. So you can't forget about that. And it's easy to do when you're in a startup.
Yes, because you want to handle everything. And, you know,
yes.
you feel the way that if you don't do this, nothing is going to get done, because the backstops are you know, it's you. And well, we all had that experience. I'll tell you, that was one of the reasons that triggered me to start an outsourcing company, because, you know, I was burnt out. You know, I remember in 2008 and 2009, I had no social life whatsoever. You know, and I kept on being reminded, so when are we going to have time together? I say, it will happen, it will happen, it will happen. Until I had to be sat down and told, look, if you continue doing this, this is not going to work for us, you know. And that was a wake-up call. but you know, as an entrepreneur, you then learn, you know, that this is not good. You end up working so hard and not enjoy the thing that you're working at. You know, talk about virtual assistant. How valuable are they to you? You know, maybe for our listeners.
So virtual assistant, I recognized within the first 6 months that I couldn't do it all myself. And it is very valuable. There are a lot of companies out there that are very reasonable, that can take away some of these administrative tasks, like scheduling meetings. I mean, there are virtual assistants out there who can handle your social media for you. They can answer the phone for you. They can critique document. I mean, there's all kinds of things that they can do. And it was a really important lesson for me to learn. It's a change when you go from corporate America, where everything is very structured, to your own business. Yeah. And I learned right off the bat that you really should hire for expertise, as opposed to hiring somebody that you think you can develop. Because I learned the hard way that, you know, I found someone that I liked. I'm like, oh, I want this person to be my assistant. But it really ate up a lot of my time trying to teach that person to do everything. And, you know, virtual assistant companies, they already have expertise in certain areas. And you really have to be able to save time and manage your time. Correct. They're very valuable for helping you to manage the time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for that. You know, I run an outsourcing company, so it's always good to talk to people that are already using virtual assistant services and have had tremendous success with that.
Yes.
Let's talk about, you know, any product that you may be able to offer to the subscribers. Do you currently have any service that you think would be a good fit for somebody who is starting out?
Sure. Well, in addition to talent and organizational development consulting, I also started a very important program, and it's called the School of Executive Presence. And you can really find out a lot of details at www.schoolofep.com. But this is a school for people, especially it's a great school for people who are jumping into business, who own their own business. It's also great for people who are identified as high performers and high potential leaders in a company. You know, business decisions today are being ruled by executive presence, and that's what the research shows. It, you know, when in studies of, you know, over 500 CEOs in one particular study, it just showed that, you know, CEOs are making their decisions based on who shows up well. And that's not always necessarily lucrative for the bottom line of that business. And so I have started a 12-month program. I have a mastermind program with executive coaching. There are retreats, and it helps you to understand how to step into your executive presence so you can step into the role that you were called to do. And I also have a virtual online coaching program, and we do assessments and individual one-on-one coaching. So that is a very important program that I started. We're taking applications now, and the seating is limited. So that's probably my most prominent product that I have right now. And it's very hot, and people are very interested in it because they're recognizing executive presence ruling it in the business world.
Yes, 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 it does. So would you say this was born out of your own experience or out of a necessity? And then you seeing the need of how you can help people.
Yes, that is, you hit the nail on the head, because in my work with leadership and high potentials in companies and companies trying to go through cultural transformation, the one thing that kept standing out is that you know, it wasn't always the best person for the job who got into the role.
Yes.
And, you know, the business world is so rapidly changing, you know, with demographics, we've got globalization, big data, all of these things coming at, you know, business leaders, and they're having to make decisions quickly. And they're not necessarily making good decisions because they don't have visibility to the right talent. And so, you know, people call me a visibility expert and a visibility strategist because I help people to understand how to show up well, you know, how to be seen, heard, valued, and celebrated in the organization so that they can bring the results that the business needs.
Correct. So would you say you assist individual small businesses or you assist big or medium-sized businesses? Who are the ideal clients you work with?
So, well, and I have two divisions. So I work directly with individuals as far as the School of Executive Presence is concerned and executive coaching.
Yes.
So that can be small to mid-sized companies. And then in my consulting business, I work with mid to large size companies, Fortune 500 companies. So there, and I have a mix of clients right now.
Incredible. Let's talk a very briefly about the first one, that you work with small businesses. What sort of things do you actually cover so that, you know, my listeners will have a sort of, you know, a sort of a preview of what they can expect to cover when they are working with you?
Well, I would say, you know, most people who are in small business, they normally come to me because they don't have a human resources department. And so usually that's the entry point for me. They want someone to come in and help them set up human resources. And what that leads to also is business and executive coaching for those, you know, small business owners. It's small to mid-size. And so, you know, that's usually the entry point where I help them and they find out that they also need executive presence in order to run their business and get, you know, get the results that they're looking for.
Excellent. So say, for example, I want to work with you. What sort of results, you know, can I expect to get out of our relationship? I know I'm putting you on the spot there, but you can talk from your previous experience there or what you've managed to do for others.
Right. I'll throw a big one out on the table right away. So I created a cultural transformation program for a company.
Yes.
And as a result of the work that we were doing, an $80 million contract was saved that was in jeopardy. So I went in and helped them work on their culture and have a customer service focus. And that's what we call cultural transformation. I worked directly with the leadership and put together a leadership program. I mean, and that's only one, an $80 million contract.
That's a lot of money, you know, to be saved. Yes. There. Now I'm very intrigued. What sort of things did you talk to them about leadership?
Well, and here's what I would say. You know, my work, it's not a one-hit wonder. You don't just come in and do a workshop and everything changes.
Yes.
You know, that's why I have a background in organizational development. You know, everything fits together, the culture, the leaders, your talent, your HR processes. And so, you know, I help create a strategy around that. And so usually when I come in and on the consulting side and, you know, we work together for a period of months, or usually I like to say, you know, let's do a 12-month stint and get this going. And, you know, and I've gotten phenomenal results as a result of that.
Right. Okay, perfect. You also do something very important. You know, you talked about organizational development consultant. How is it different from what we've been talking about?
Organizational development is really a holistic approach to a company. It's almost like being an organizational doctor, you know, where I go in and I diagnose what's going on. What is keeping this company from being successful, or what can they do to be even more successful? And so I dig into, you know, I focus on the people and the processes and the potential.
Excellent.
And so I create a strategy around that that has very tangible things that they have to do to get to a future state vision that they want to achieve. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Now, finally, we're coming to the end of our time here together, which has been wonderful. Do you do any public workshops, Angela?
Yes, I do. So, and you can always find a list of those on my website. I have a couple of different websites. We've got the School of Executive Presence that I mentioned earlier, www.schoolofep.com.
Yes.
But also www.corporatetalentexpert.com. And so many times I'll offer public workshops. There's one in particular that I offer. It's called Artitudes.
Awesome.
And one thing that you don't know about me is I'm an artist.
You're an artist? We didn't talk about that.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
And so I incorporate that into my work with companies because creativity is the number one competency needed for the future, according to 1,500 CEOs. And so I help people to understand how to be creative and how to use brain science and business to get ahead in the business world. So I offer Artitudes. I do a number of half-day and, you know, two-day boot camps around executive presence. And, you know, I'm always doing things like that.
Awesome. And if somebody wants to know much about these, how can they get in touch with you to find more about, you know, the courses that you do, the programs you run, and your public appearances?
Sure. You know, the easiest way is to go to www.corporatetalentexpert.com. Because when you go to that page, there's a landing page there, and you can contact me directly from that page. My email address is angela.nuttle, N-U-T-T-L-E, at Corp OD Strategies. Now, that's a mouthful, but you know, if you go directly to the website, there are contact forms all over the website, and I get those as soon as you plug those in. And we usually respond within 24 hours to your request.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Thanks again. Now, just to wrap this out, you know, here, what sort of an advice would you give to a small business, somebody who is just starting out, who has an idea of what they want to do, and who is at that stage 18 months ago that you were in? What would you say to them?
What I would say is that you have everything that you need. And you may not realize that. And we always want to have the perfect scenario, and you know, everything 100% in place, but that's not going to happen. And really, you have to be very clear on your mission. What is it that you want to do? And then that mission has to fit into a certain mindset. So you have to have the right mindset. You know, some of the things that we've talked about today about discipline, flexibility, you know, managing your time. And then also you have to be able to figure out your messaging, because branding is really important in the business. So you'll have to, you're going to have to spend some time and work around getting very clear on your messaging, so people understand what it is that your service and products are, and they get it.
Yes.
So messaging and branding are critical.
Incredible. Thank you so much for that. And we certainly have enjoyed our time with you. And I'm sure we will be calling you back on some of the topics here sometime very, very soon.
Thank you. You've been a wonderful host.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. you're gracious. And thanks, guys, for being here with us. More of the resources that Angela has mentioned right below the link of this recording. If at all you need to get in touch with Angela and you're not able to get to her through the means she provided, just reach us on support@worldoutsourcingsolutions.com and we'll put you in touch. On that note, have a great day, whatever you do, and enjoy your business. And thanks, Angela, for being here with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.